USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president has never lied to the American public on COVID. The president was expressing calm, and his actions reflect that.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. Those comments come as Bob Woodward, who has a new book coming out next week Tuesday, released an interview he did with the president on March 19th, and the president said this.
Well, I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you.
Sure, I want you to.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to create a panic.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams is clarifying what Operation Warp Speed means. Testifying before a Senate committee on Wednesday, Dr. Adams says labs are not cutting corners, but investing in research, development, and manufacturing for a safe and effective vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The United States will soon have troops in Iraq at levels not seen in 5 years. The top American commander in the Middle East, General Kenneth McKenzie, telling reporters today troop strength will be reduced from 5,200 to 3,000 during September. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem is dismissing a report suggesting the Surges motorcycle rally was a super-spreading event for COVID-19. That costs billions of dollars in health costs.
You know, other states are tracking cases. I think we have 11 other cases that have tracked, people that have traveled to the Surges motorcycle bike rally. But it's less than 300 cases. And I think that is really what's wrong with this study that we see that was released that the media jumped all over.
Governor Noem speaking there on Fox News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Senate Republican stimulus bill misses a mark. The California Democrat telling MSNBC the bill does nothing. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Warren, Michigan, talking about bringing jobs back to the United States.
Back in July, I made the first plank of my agenda a plan to modernize American manufacturing and technology to ensure that the future is made in America by all of you. And today, I'm announcing some additional steps to make this plank even stronger. First, we're going to impose a tax penalty on companies that avoid paying U.S. taxes by offshoring jobs and manufacturing, only to sell those goods back to the American consumer.
7 killings are being investigated at an illegal marijuana grow in California. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
7 people were found shot and killed at an illegal marijuana growing operation in a small California desert town. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department says the victims were all found in a home in the middle of the night on Monday, and detectives discovered more than 1,000 pounds of marijuana inside that house, as well as hundreds of pot plants still growing. No word on a motive at this time, but it's suspected the drugs have something to do with it. No arrests have been made.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.